Leafs now 0 for their last six in Florida against that Panthers team. Sunrise, Florida, which I just looked up, is only it's 45 minutes from South Beach. Is there a correlation here, Joel? If I said Leafs 0 for their last six in Florida to play the Panthers, you would say?
You know what? There is correlation. There's two things. There's either the mall across the street, that Sawgrass Mills, which is deadly. That's heavy on the legs. If the guys go there before the games or a night before, that could be tough. That could be tough. But, yes, you're close. If they stayed overnight, depends where they stay. You know what? They got to mix it up, actually. I think that might be the problem. They should try South Beach, stay there, have a little team bonding, and then play the game the following night and see what happens. So I don't know where they're staying, but usually most of the guys, they'll stay at that Sawgrass Mills across the street there. And that mall can do wonders on the legs.
Yeah, I think they've had some. They're good on the team bonding at this point. All right, like they're fine.
Yeah. Something just makes me think
it brings teams closer.
Yeah, they're probably gonna be a lot closer when they're in the film room getting pasted for that game. Like guys gonna be huddled up because like no one's exempt.
Yeah, there's a lot of football going on. A lot of things are going on. It's just one game. You know, obviously it was a tough break. It was one of those games. It was just done off the start, and everybody goes through them during the year. So. It's a long season. Get that game out of the way. Next one's in Jersey and call it a day.
So normally I'd be with you and I'd say, all right, it's fine. It's one game. And so just let it go. It's a burn the tape game. But Ben and I were just talking on the other side of the break. Like when it was under Babcock and they had some stinkers, you would say, okay, well, this is a byproduct of the way that they play and they can't play his style. And other people were basically debating, well, is it the way, the makeup of the team? Is it just, it's who they are? It's part of their DNA. Mm-hmm. And then under Keefe, you know, they go on this stretch where they're largely playing well, and they have the odd night where maybe they're giving up too many chances. But as long as they're trading, they feel pretty good about it. But by our count, this is now three real stinker games under Keefe. And it does seem like they're more prone to them than other teams. Do you feel that way? Like, do you think that's true? And if it is, what do you make of that?
I mean, there's definitely for sure that there's a few holes. Like, they got to clean up on defensively, of course. I know special teams is obviously the power play has been good, and penalty kill needs cleaning up. And, you know, I know the last couple of games, you've lost three now. You know, obviously, and I think every team at some point during the year goes through certain stages where it's a little bit of a dip, you can say. And, you know, obviously you just got to find, it's just the good teams obviously get out of those holes. You know, you just can't be going 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games like that. But, you know, I think obviously their offense is going to carry their load. And they just got to do some small, minimal cleanups, you know, just close in a few more gaps. And I think that they'll be fine. I know it's been a couple of games and everyone's panicking. I'm sure in Toronto people are front page of the Sun and the Star and everybody's losing their mind. So, you know, it's crazy, but I think that they're going to be okay. They responded well with Keefe already. And, you know, it's been a couple of games. I know it's not been the way that they want to go, but as I said, every team goes through a little dip.
So what would actually scare you then?
What would actually scare me?
Yeah, with this group, because like I said, there's been some...
I would say there's definitely, you know, they got the chances for sure. I mean, yesterday's game, there's a lot of chances, 2-on-1s. A lot of holes. I think, you know, the goals they scored on were, you know, the first couple were in that slot area, which, you know, by just bringing guys in closer and shutting that home area is easy to fix. They're easy problems to fix. Guys just got to be more in tune and more dedicated to it and just shutting things down a little bit sooner than rather later. And obviously, in penalty kills, got to get better. And that's something that's crucial for any team. So, I think there are issues that they could easily be fixed. I think guys just paying attention to more details is going to pay off for them down the stretch zone. But I definitely think that they could use a little bit more sandpaper at times, you know, to shut some of these plays down in a quicker manner. But those issues, it's just more or less the guys just paying attention to details and just playing the right way.
Talking to Joel Ward, former NHL forward, he's a busy man. So we just mentioned that, the Leafs are actually 16th in the NHL in save percentage for the whole year. But Freddie Anderson was, you know, their best player early on. And he wasn't he wasn't great. He wasn't at his best yesterday. No. He didn't have, like, stinker goals. But, like, does he have to be elite? Like, if he's not top five, is this team even a playoff team?
He's going to carry the load for sure. They're definitely it's a close division, but I definitely see them as being a playoff team. I think you know, obviously they got to address the, you know, the backup situation, and hopefully Hutcherson kind of comes through and gets on a little bit of a roll for them, because that can take off a lot of load for him. He's been playing a lot of games the last couple of years, and I mean, that many games is going to be a lot of wear and tear. So hopefully if Hutcherson can kind of, you know, he had a big win there in the 3-0. Actually, he took the loss yesterday, did he?
No, I think Anderson takes the loss.
On the L?
Yeah.
I actually don't know how that works.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, he left the game. It was 4-0. I don't know how the guy comes in and also gives up 4 goals. Yeah. But, yeah. Like
you're the loser.
Yeah.
You know what? Give them both losses. I think that's fair.
But if he can kind of, you know, solidify that role, and or anybody that comes in and take a little bit of load off of Freddie, you know, they're going to be in good shape. I definitely think they could benefit some more sandpaper at times, and you know, I think to clamp down on a few areas where teams are not taking advantage of them, and you know, but again, I think the Leafs are definitely a playoff team. Yeah. Jesus,
yeah,
come on,
they better be, because they gave some guys a lot of money. I don't know if you noticed, but some dudes are getting paid there.
They're 1 point away from not being a playoff team at the moment, and the team chasing them has a game in hand.
I know. Yeah. But you got a lot. Hey, we're at the break here coming up. A little regroup, a little reset. But, you know, hopefully they got to clamp down for sure. Defense will be in a few areas.
So when we're talking about sandpaper, that's been something that a lot of people have pointed to with this group, right? Oh, hey, baby, how are we doing?
Yeah.
He's like, I got another one's coming.
If that's the only noise we get out of this baby going forward, like, we've won, I feel like.
Not bad. All right, here we go.
You said 5 minutes, man. That was the number. So run the stopwatch.
Give me the luck.
We're talking about basically whether or not you have some jam down the lineup, and that's usually where it is, right? Is with your third and fourth line, and mostly the Leafs have had a ton of success there this season. It's been one of the stories of the year, which is just that they brought these guys up from the Marlies and they've hit on some dudes, and it's actually a tougher proposition to figure out who exactly they're going to leave. But is that kind of the one downside of having so many Marlies there and having so many minimum contracts, that while you are getting great production out of some of these players like Pierre Engvall or Dmytro Timoshov, that those are, you know, some spots that generally you would have some veteran players that, when we're talking attention to detail and a little bit of toughness outside of just fighting, that's normally where you'd get it.
Sure. I mean, if there's a couple of those guys that can kind of find a role for them, you know, I think like a Mason Marchman that can kind of come in and try to help in that role of being a little bit more board work and grittiness and winning battles down low. I think those guys like that can help. But for sure, when you got a lot of money on certain guys, it definitely limits you on signing a few guys and bringing in some veteran guys. But I definitely think the teams that are successful, especially down these stretches, are the heavy teams, physical. I think they play like a good two-way hockey. I think, you know, when you see like the teams up front, like Boston, that can play an offensive, but they play a hard game. I think the same with you know, the Capitals, with Ovi and Wilson and some of these guys running around. But they can also play a fast transition game up and down. They got the skill, the size. And I think those are, you know, obviously Tampa picked up Maroon for a certain reason, you know, guys like that. So it's definitely, I think those, to have those winning key, those components and guys like that, those character guys that can help on the two ways, I think it's huge. And especially coming down, when you get in the second half of the season, you have a lot of wear and tear and things are starting to clamp down on teams defensively. It's crucial.
Well, I just think
to have guys like that.
I just think too, just from a leadership and experience standpoint, is that experience still matters, right? Maybe we overrated it for a long period of time, that it's not everything, but yeah, that's just it. Is that if you look at this team when it comes to experience, okay, there's Tavares, he's your captain, he's your leader, but up front, who are your other forwards that you look to? It's like Austin Matthews, who's what, 22 years old? Mm-hmm. He's already like one of your most experienced players of the NHL. He and Mitch Marner now have to become essentially these leaders super young, which might be some responsibilities that normally you wouldn't want to put on those guys when it comes to vocalization and the standards that these guys are going to uphold. So we'll see how it works out. We just got a text from our friend Chris Johnson, who says that Hutch takes the loss because the Leafs scored 4,
which is
that's what I kind of thought.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Bounce.
Yeah, that is
give the guy a break.
That is a bad bounce. I'd like to say it should be like half sacks in football. Like in football, you get a half sack and they just give you the 0.5. Just do that with goaltender losses. Give me the 0.5. What's wrong with that?
you can't tell me that the guy's just sitting on the bench. He gets pulled in there. Yeah. Like, he's eating popcorn, hot dogs, whatever he's doing. And then all of a sudden he comes in, takes a couple of goals, and he takes a loss.
No.
Get like, Jesus.
No.
I'm sure Leafs fans are probably ripping him now too for the loss.
It's his fault. No, I don't think that's.
Yeah. Like, is he aware? Is he like looking over the bench when they score that fourth one? They're like, thanks. Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks a lot. And then just left it at three.
Yeah.
No, appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, things have gone really well for me. Yeah, I didn't need another L.